The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
There we go. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped is the number one in men's below-belt grooming, offering precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Right now, you get 20% off and free shipping with the code HATES at manscaped.com. There you have it. Let's get started. La, 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 la.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. Test your mic.
Testing.
This could be the last podcast, I would imagine, from this
location.
From where we're living now. And we've done so many here. Bonnie and
Well, we did them in the other place too. Remember our house burnt down? Then we started it over there.
That's not where we started it.
I think it so. Is? Yeah, I think that's where we
Oh, yeah, maybe. From. I don't know.
How like, our second one was, like, the meanest thing you've ever been on anything.
I wasn't that mean. You just started crying for no reason.
Okay, you can talk normally. You can speak normally.
I'm talking normally. What
I did nothing wrong. You're not on trial.
Look, it. I have no...
Burp into the mic. I think that's completely appropriate. Because the listening to you swallow wasn't enough for people. When you're doing a read, you're like in the middle of the read, you can hear you go.
No. Then you do the read for Manscaped.
I think from now on, when you do reads, you have to do it with your head back like you're in a dentist office so it can drain down your throat.
Oh, or like with your head back like you're swallowing.
Here we go.
Like here. Vitamins or something?
Mm.
You go like that with your head back, swallow vitamins?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I get it now. Bonnie, let's get into this. She's been so mean lately. Oh, we've been moving. All she does is boss, judge, take people's inventory.
This anything is how I feel say, about you. This is this exactly is what I think about you.
Anything
You're
I
so
possibly
controlling.
Say. She's so like,
oh,
it's
my
unbelievable.
God. How you turn the tables. Like, I can't even.
If it wasn't for her, I would have walked out of every
furniture
store.
You jumped in because you wanted to get
store.
The first strike.
I didn't want to get the first strike. I'm just.
Oh, my God.
I
Hiroshima.
Yeah. Peace and tranquility is impossible in when you're moving.
Okay. Yesterday. Should I just set it up?
No, I started.
Okay, go set it up.
Go ahead.
Rich, this move has been very emotionally upsetting to Rich. And right?
No, the move and you.
Okay, and me. Well, I'll include myself in that. The fact that he has to move and I'm coming with him is so horrifying.
It's horrific.
Okay, not true. But the reason that you've been so sort of like... dragging your feet about moving is I realize now because you have so much stuff and you have to look at it and you have to like, it brings up a lot of emotional baggage for you. You're carrying your emotional baggage around in things. This, for instance, which I just picked up, which just happened to be on the table. What is it? Why do you have
it? It's a little clock.
It's a little clock inside a glass clamshell. It fits in the palm of your hand. It's not big.
Yeah, it's a little thing.
And what, like the, there's a gold clock in it.
Yeah. I think my,
sitting in a clamshell, a glass.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, why?
I don't know. I think, my ex-wife's family, parents gave it to me. I don't want to throw out those good memories. I don't know where I got it from. It's a gift. And I didn't even know I had it still. And thank you for finding it. She made me throw out last night three laptops. An Apple, a Dell, and what was the other one that you... Three, like, laptops. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I just... Three laptops. I mean, what are you going to do? Just keep... Like, that's the thing. You're just dragging shit from place to place. For what reason?
Because...
Remember all those cords? You were like, no, I might need them. It's honestly, it's like doing an episode of Hoarders. Yesterday, we had to do the downstairs storage unit and the upstairs big closet. And it was, I'd say 90% Rich's stuff. I mean, and it's, so it's fine. It's like, let's just get it done. But it's not my favorite thing in the world, as would be no one's favorite thing in the world, to just transfer a lot of shit that you don't think is important. You know, I was doing work yesterday, a lot of it that I was like, ugh, but you won't throw anything out.
I threw a lot of stuff out. Getting a headache and a neck ache and every kind of
ache. See, because it's physically, it's draining on your system, but emotionally, that's what I was trying to get at yesterday when we stopped at, That what was that place called?
Talk into the mic, please.
Moe's. When we went for lunch at Moe's.
Yeah.
I was saying to you, this is your...
No, she said, well, for example, like Bonnie is like, let's go to Moe's. And then Bonnie wants
to go to Chipotle. I said,
I gave her a bunch of suggestions.
I said Olive Garden. Did I say?
No, you know I don't like Olive Garden.
I didn't know that. But now I do.
How about the times I said I don't like it? And
but you don't like anything, so it's very difficult.
That's not true. I like more. No, you don't eat anything. Don't turn that on me.
I suggested that place. Then you said you wanted to go to Alfonso's. I said yes. Then you decided no.
No, not healthy, but very good food.
And then we both said Sal Works. Ugh, we're tired of Sal
Works.
Yeah,
we went there the other day.
So I said Chipotle.
I said the diner.
You said I don't like Chipotle. What do you call it?
Whatever you call it.
And
Chipotle.
So I said, fine, we'll go to Moe's, which I'm not a big fan of, but I was willing to do it.
I mean, first of all, I don't like either of them. And
Moe's is exactly like Chipotle. Yeah, that makes you shit more.
Yeah. It gave me a stomach ache, but Moe's gives you free,
chips. That's why he likes it there.
Chips.
This leads right into exactly what I think your issue is with the hoarding.
No.
Yes. You have like, you cannot say no to, like, we loaded lots of free stuff. And even, like, I would show him something. I go, do you want this? And he'd be like, it's a clock. Like.
Yeah, a nice antique clock.
He would just state what the item was. It's an iPad. It's like, it's 27 years old. Come on.
Yeah, it's an iPad.
It's the first iPad ever made.
I still have it. I didn't throw that out.
Oh, damn, son. You're getting some around me.
And where? I didn't
see. But he's got thousands and thousands of golf balls, and they're very heavy. Big, huge buckets of them. And I
have a garbage man.
And he goes, they're free. That's always your answer.
No, I found them.
Or somebody gave them to me.
No, I found them. I know he gave me a bucket of golf balls.
Okay, you found them. That means they're free, right?
Yeah, no, it takes time.
Or that's like when people go, what's your hobbies? You go, I collect golf balls.
That's one of them. That's one of them. I want to donate them somewhere to like a little youth place or something, but they don't really have youth golf what do you call it?
Why didn't you just
camps? What?
Donate them to the back to the golf course. They give you lots of free stuff.
No, what do you mean donate them back to
just
the golf?
Just be like, I took it upon myself to clean your golf course a few times. Here. Here's your balls.
First of all, they're not the golf courses. They're people that lose them in the woods or in the bushes or whatever.
Okay. Why don't you put a big post on Facebook and say, come get your golf balls that you lost?
Yeah. I got everybody's name on them.
Rich Voss found your golf ball.
First of all, I don't use balls I found because they weren't lucky for the first person. If they hit
So why are you collecting, you know, balls with bad juju?
Oh, now you're going to be anti-Semitic?
I don't know if that's a real word.
Because when I set up my golf net, which I have, and you saw, I haven't set it up here because I, for some reason, forgot how to set it up. It's so weird, this net. It's a big, round golf net.
But you don't need thousands. That's like, if there was a company that was like doing used golf balls, they'd come look at your warehouse. They'd be like, we don't need that many. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's there is a company. There's companies all over the country that send divers into the lake to get golf balls, and they sell used golf balls online.
So why don't you sell them? This brings us to the number three reason why he doesn't get rid of stuff, because he's saving them to make money. Like,
no, I'm not making any money on
the CDs.
I have 500 or no, not. I have like 200 DVDs. And she goes, throw them out.
Well, because they've been there forever and you don't do anything with it. So either your $200 off them or don't. But it's also a bizarre, like,
donate
it's
them.
A
you
real,
don't throw
it's
them
like
out.
You have this mentality that you're going to be homeless or something. No. And it's like you're saving weird things to have money. Why don't you just save the money?
Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. First of all.
But I mean, like, why? I don't get, like, I guess, like, it takes so much effort. Those things are so fucking heavy.
Where's the diamond that goes on that necklace?
It's on there.
Oh. We used to watch DVDs, and we had you know, I had the Sopranos collection.
Everyone knows what DVDs and why you have them. Nobody's questioning, hey, what? What are you using them for? Just like coffee tables and stuff. No, everyone knows why you had the DVDs. Yes. You don't have to go into that explanation. We get it. We understand the past of the DVD.
So you don't watch a DVD and DVD. Then take it downstairs and throw it in the garbage, do you? You collect, you save them.
Right.
And then
when DVD players, when people were doing that, now we have streaming services.
Yeah, we still have DVD players.
Then listen.
If you want to throw in an old DVD, you go, hey,
But have you ever? This is the thing that happens over and over again. You save something, but have you looked at it in the last 15 years, thought about it? No.
15 years for the DVDs?
No, I'm talking about some of the other stuff. Like, they're in the back of the closet. You're like, I need to keep these cords or whatever. And you're like, you haven't, there's no point to it. You're not going to, when you go, oh, I need a cord, let me go see if I have one in this big box first. No, you just go buy the cord that you need.
She wanted me to throw out a Marantz stereo tuner. A Marantz tuner. Do you know what Marantz, how good those are, the tuners? And you could hook a turntable.
I know how good this Marantz is sitting next to me.
That's what
Marantz. That helped the joke.
If you get a turntable and speakers, you can make your own stereo.
I know, but you didn't do it. You won't do it. That's what I'm saying. It's like you keep thinking of these amazing things. You're going to refinish some furniture. You're going to do this, but you never do it.
I do work around the house all the time.
Okay, no one's saying that you don't.
Did I put in doorstops at the other house?
I think you're doing fantastic in that department.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're so good. You're on it.
I do all the work, all the legal work, and meet the mortgage people?
Amazing.
Is my plate full with it traveling on the road and doing all that?
Yes,
I've done?
Yes.
Yeah, so take it easy. Relax.
What am I? I'm going over.
Get movers.
See, this is the
get
thing.
Movers. Here's what Bonnie doesn't know, because Bonnie's stupid. Not stupid. She's just not aware of things.
I love, though, Rich, that you give me no credit. I'm just like.
No, you're very good.
No, you use me as a pack horse. I get it.
As a what?
A pack horse. You don't think I'm any better than a pack horse.
What's a pack horse?
Well, you will spend a lot of time like fiddling with something for an hour while I pack the van. I've seen it.
No,
it's fine. I get it. I'm fully capable of doing hard work. It's not an issue.
No. My back was killing me.
I take it easy. I agree.
Who stacks the van perfectly?
Okay, Rich. Do you see what you're doing?
I never said
anything negative about you.
You call me a pack. You said, I think you're a pack horse. And I see you doing something while I packed it. Is that positive? Is that what? I didn't know the difference between negative and positive. Red and black.
Okay, so maybe that was a little bit negative. But also, you could have been like, instead of being like, yeah, what about me? What about me? What about me?
No. No, I'm going to get to it. Bonnie's very good at packing. But Bonnie,
you just call me dumb.
I didn't mean dumb. I meant stupid. Sorry. And you're not dumb, but you don't know. You don't think things out like I do. I think
about. Oh my God. Too much.
Bonnie, here's what Bonnie
said. Can we talk about the furniture shopping or that's
all?
No, I'll
get to that.
Oh.
Here's what Bonnie.
I don't want to have a huge blowout.
No, we're not. I know you're on edge. Because everybody knows that I'm right.
You can tell from the way you dealt with the people at Moe's that you're on edge.
Oh, Lisa.
You scared the girl at Moe's.
I didn't scare the girl at Moe's. First, we'll get to Moe's. We'll get to the furniture store. We'll get to all the places.
But, okay, I'm dumb.
No, you're not dumb. You just don't get life sometimes. You're really a good writer and a comic and all that. But you just don't. Bonnie goes, if we had movers, if we had movers, we still have to pack our own stuff.
Believe me.
First
of all, by the way, you can hire people to pack your shit for you. But I wouldn't do that. I would get a bunch of boxes, get 30 boxes.
That's what we did. My idea.
Well, we didn't get enough boxes, but then
we went and got more boxes.
We used a lot of small boxes that somebody's shoes came in.
No, we didn't. We used one box. I don't have any extra boxes that shoes came in. We used one.
First of all, one. Why? If you disagreed with it, why so angrily disagree? Why not just say, I didn't see those boxes being used. I only see.
Because I know I don't have boxes with that.
But why so angry? Why not just point out that, I don't think you're correct?
No, I know.
You take everything.
You flat out lie about me.
I didn't say you use those boxes. I've been packing for fucking weeks.
I know. You've been doing a good job.
So, yeah.
I always come back and go, amazing how much you packed. How many times have I said, it's amazing how much you packed?
Right, true. I'm not. All I'm saying is that, again, let's focus. Why would you get so mad if you thought someone was just speaking erroneously, which I'm not, by the way?
You said.
Why would you get so mad? Not
I'm
what
not
I
mad.
Said and not.
It's, I'm not mad at all. See, why would you take things?
Never. You're like that.
Hold on. Cut off.
Okay.
It's back on.
Oh, God.
What?
I can't wait to pack up this fucking podcast forever.
No, I can't wait till we do it in a new house.
We have all this podcast equipment, by the way, which we had in the closet. I had a boyfriend who used to read like manuals at night. Like that's what he did for fun. He'd read manuals and stuff. Why don't you do that? He knew how everything worked.
Yeah.
So well.
I had a girlfriend that shut up sometimes.
I had a girlfriend who was terrible on a podcast. That's what you're telling me.
No, you're good on the podcast.
No.
You carry
your girlfriend who didn't fucking say shit. Try doing a podcast with that fucking bitch. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, furniture shopping.
No, wait. I'm not done yet.
Why? What part? That you have a hoarding issue?
No.
What part of that? You can't let go of things.
That's not true.
You think about the future things that you're going to do. You never do them.
Oh, I never do things.
Okay, there we hit a button and here it goes.
So
ladies and gentlemen, he's coming around the corner.
So you're
he's
saying
about
I'm not
to take her down once he finishes
talking. You're saying
coffee.
I'm not responsible. That's what you're saying?
I didn't know.
You just said that you plan to do things and you never do them.
No, not all things. I'm talking about home projects.
Oh, no, like, really?
I'm not talking about like little repairs. Thank you. You're fine on those fronts. I'm talking about when you say, I'm going to set up this or you could do that or you could finish this table, which you said many times.
I'm going to. I didn't put a time limit on it.
Right. We have until whenever.
I got to get a belt sander.
But my point being, that's what I'm saying when I'm saying you keep things that you think you're going to do all this. You kept a telescope. I've never even seen you look up. I've never one time heard that you go, look at those stars.
I know. I want to set it because I never had a good place to set it up. But me and Raina can go look
at
the stars.
I've never seen you walk outside and just look. Wow.
I always do. Raina and I always look at the stars. Okay? I don't do that with you. Why are you laughing? What?
I do not believe it.
Oh, yeah? Go wake her and ask her. Raina and I always stop in the driveway and look at the stars, and she points them out. You keep laughing. Sorry.
What, cumulatively, like less than a minute, though, right?
We look at the stars, and like you'll go to the brook with her, and I'll look at stars.
She goes like this, wow, look at those stars. You go, yep. You're like, what? We do a lot of stargazing.
Yes.
We're huge.
Yes. As we'll walk from the car into the house, a lot of times we'll stop and look at the stars. That's what we do. Go wake her.
Oh, my God. The spin.
What spin? So I can't wait to set it up.
But the telescope you got years ago with Marlboro Miles.
Still a nice telescope.
You smoked and saved.
Look at all the backpacks I have.
I bet one of the things about quitting smoking was that, like, I'm not going to get Marlboro Miles. They quit the Marlboro Miles before you quit smoking.
I think they did.
Hey, you lost a customer there. Smoking.
I had a bicycle from Marlboro Miles. I had it all.
But is that is the thing with you? It's the free shit, right?
It's not free. I worked for that.
Oh, it's being rewarded in
tiny
ways.
I have sleeping bags, a sleeping bag, backpack.
But you like that's the airlines, getting your miles.
Oh no, I hate it. I hate being rewarded for being a good customer. When they say, hey, guess what? We're bumping you to first class. I go, no way. I don't like that. No, you give that to somebody else.
But what about Chipotle? If Chipotle gave out free chips?
I don't like either one of those places. I don't like either one.
If you bought a certain amount.
No, because that place, you always hear on the news something, you know, there's a recall.
That's always in the meat, so I don't worry about it.
You know, it's always...
There's very few, you know, there's sometimes you never there's
heard
a lettuce.
Moe's? Have you ever heard Moe's in the news?
I don't know if Moe's is big enough.
It only takes one place to have bad, you know, have Ebola or whatever.
I think it's because if you're going to Moe's, you already know. It's going to make you fucking sick.
Hold on.
Moe's.
What's your opinion?
Haven't shit in a while? Try Moe's. My motto for a long time was no more Moe's. No more Moe's.
Okay.
What, are we done?
No, I'm
okay,
doing
furniture
a read
shopping.
Now.
Furniture shopping with Rich. I thought of a show idea for you.
What?
It's Doing It the Hard Way with Rich Voss. Doing It the Hard Way, Hard Way, Hard Way with Rich Voss.
All right.
Doing It the Hard Way, Hard Way with Rich Voss. You can see it, right? That show. So you just go in to put things that you don't know. Somebody has to cater a 400 person wedding. You just go in and you got to do it. You got to take over.
What are you talking about? I'm getting ready to do this read.
Well,
can I do it?
Put your phone down for 2 seconds. Look me in the eye. Focus. Think about what I'm saying.
Oh, it's like doing a podcast, like like people go, can you come do my podcast in New York? And you go do it.
Hi, this is the funniest. I like the podcast where you don't know if it started or not. You know, where a person's just being normal. But sometimes they're like, yeah, so what can I say about you? Okay, great. I'm so happy for you doing the podcast. Hello, we're here with Bonnie McFarlane. You know,
that's like, your people.
Sometimes there's music cues. One time I did one where there was music cues and the two hosts, they said the thing together at the same time. I go, why didn't you just pre-record that? They were like, oh, we like doing it. I'm like, it's embarrassing that you do it live. They look at each other. 3, 2. Hello, we're the something girls.
Not those girls that we like.
No, no, not those ones.
All right.
I don't know what they're, I can't remember. I don't know if we're thinking the same people.
Here we go, folks.
You're talking about Guys We Fucked Girls?
Yeah, I like them.
Oh, no, they're great. They're great.
Can you try not to curse?
For real?
So, anyhow, folks, jingle balls to the walls, fellas. You like that? It's December, and we're talking about Manscaped. Manscaped, this product is unbelievable. It's, you know, to keep your whole, your below the belt area trimmed and safe. You know, you don't want to just go take garden hedges and trim yourself. You could cut off your, you know, whatever, your nuts. This company sends you wipes and deodorant and a trimmer and a razor. And you also get a traveling kit, you know, where you could take your stuff on the road. You want to keep that area. Well, you want to keep it trimmed. You want to keep it nice. You know, the holiday seasons are coming. You don't want to walk around, you know, Christmas or Hanukkah or New Year's with, you know, hair dropping out of the bottom of your pants. No. So you get the package. You get anti-chafing deodorant. You get all kinds. I mean, there's so much stuff that comes with this package that I'm telling you, they sent it to me. I've been using it, and I am so happy with my ball area. Do you like my ball area?
Can't wait to see.
All right. You see what I'm saying? And there you go. There's Bonnie, who's...
This is not a fucking movie. Keep them rolling. Come on.
All right. Well, anyhow, get 20% off.
You love the sound of your own voice. I think you think people are going to be impressed that you know how to read.
Okay. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HATES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code HATES. You got to get this stuff. It's good. There's a cologne in there for your balls. It's a whole major package. That's manscaped.com. There you have it. Okay.
Oh, my God. For a minute, I was like, I'm so glad that he doesn't make me do the reads anymore. And then I was just like,
well, that read is my read because they sent me the I use the package. I've used the stuff.
I know. But, you know.
And, you know.
I feel like a better read is when you're not going like this.
Really?
He comes with my thing, yeah. My balls.
First of all, I didn't read it like that. And when I do a read, you could tell it's real because I'm not just reading it, pretending I use it.
You're going to get a huge, I think you're going to get like an animated Disney movie or something. I mean, it's so compelling. I bet people are going to write in and be like, I hope, can Rich just do read wall to wall? Can we just have, you should start a new podcast just called Reads with Rich Voss. Reads with Rich Voss.
How about you start one called Annoying?
Reads with Rich Voss.
Yeah. Oh, now you're singing like those girls.
What girls?
The ones you just talked about, the podcast where they sing and stuff. Oh, your lips cleared up.
I can't follow the whole thing. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
The girls that were singing, yeah, but I'm obviously insanely more talented.
We got so much more to pack, so much more to take.
Okay. Furniture shopping with Rich Voss.
Bonnie, just a sucker.
I thank you.
She hit the mic in her face.
Oh, no, I didn't. It barely touched. Didn't hurt
it's
at all.
Good enough.
I'm glad I made your day. I had a lot of furniture in my carts already ready to go. But
you don't get furniture.
Rich thinks you have to go to the place and look at it.
Order it online and have them send it to you and set it up.
Right. But one of the things is that Rich Voss likes in life is negotiating a better price for himself. And every furniture store that we went to said, we don't do that.
And
he would say every time he would get a little angry. He'd say, you want me to just walk out of here?
No, how would you? No, here's the thing.
They would say, I don't want you to, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
We don't negotiate prices. We're already a discount store, da, da, da. No. One guy even was like, are you the comedian Rich Voss?
That's after we bought it.
And then I had to be like, well, I don't know who that is.
No, first of all.
But listen, not one single store.
Oh, yeah. I got half off on delivery.
Okay. There you go. But, you know, I find it fascinating that if I was told we don't negotiate or whatever.
No, because that's a lie.
Can I just speak for 5 minutes?
For a second or for the whole podcast?
For the whole fucking podcast, if that's what it takes. Look at yourself. Look at your behavior. You walk in. You're aggressive.
I'm not aggressive.
You are. You're like.
No, they're aggressive. They attack you at the door. They're more aggressive.
They attack you at the door. They say, hey, is there anything we can help you with?
The second you walk in, hey.
Yeah, so you go, I'm just looking, thank you. You could just be pleasant. Hey, let me look around, thank you. You're like, where's your stuff? To that one place. Then they say, our warehouse burnt down. Rich is like, that's bullshit. What a lie.
Yeah.
He's telling me he's angry.
Well, you know what? Okay.
Then they say, no, we don't negotiate. Go to the next store. He does it again. Same thing. Same ploy. I'll walk out of here. They're like, sorry, but we don't negotiate. Third store. He does it again. Very pregnant salesperson. He makes her walk over to the back to get the manager. She goes, we don't. I'll get the manager for you if you want, but I know what the manager's going to say.
Really?
Then the manager comes by and is like, in cahoots. It doesn't matter. Like,
okay. But let me.
It didn't work three times. And yet I know if you went into another furniture store, you'd do this exact same spiel again.
Okay.
You cannot be deterred.
Okay. Can I speak now, please? Now that you, first of all, furniture is marked up 100%. Not 10%, not 20%, 100%.
Okay.
Thank you
for telling me that. Fucking, you can tell me that gasoline is like 1,000% marked up. I'm still going to go to the fucking gas station and get them to pump. I'm not going to have an argument with the guy who's pumping my gas about like it should be cheaper because it's marked up so much.
Okay.
You just pay what it is.
No.
You
no,
accept.
No. Here's what Bonnie doesn't understand. First of all, when you
walk, didn't win one I, time, by the way, when you tell me that I don't understand.
You don't understand. First of all, when you walk in the door, they're not, they attack you. It's like when you sell cars, it's called an up. Oh, I'm taking the next up. Up is the person that walks in.
So but that's how it works. And you know that when you walk in. So why would you be like.
Because somebody would say, hey, can walk up. Hey, can you help me with this? Okay.
It's high annoying. Pressure, high agree. Pressure. I don't like it either.
Did I cut you off when you were talking?
I'm just saying.
Can I talk?
Okay, fine. Jesus.
No, you just did a long spiel about me in furniture stores. And then I go to tell you what I think. And you keep cutting me off. Did I cut you off when you were
I had to do the same thing. I had to tell you to shut up. So don't act like you're so much fucking better.
I didn't cut you off when you were talking about furniture. So here's the deal.
I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Honestly, it's too emotional. It's like you don't see your behavior.
No, you don't know. When you go buy a car, do you negotiate with them when you buy a car?
Rich.
Do you negotiate with them when you buy a car?
Yes, that's how we buy cars.
It's the same with furniture.
Well, it's not because they told you three times.
I couldn't. If you weren't there, I would have said, all right.
I told you to do whatever you wanted. I told you to do whatever you wanted.
I wasn't going to walk out because I just wanted to get it over with.
Don't use me. Either you had the fucking balls to walk out or not.
No, because then you would have, then we would have had a fight in a car.
No, I said to you, do whatever you want. You said I might walk out.
Whatever.
I said, do whatever you want.
Here's the deal. I don't want to talk. Bonnie's right. When you go buy furniture, no matter what they say the price is, you pay that. That's what you're going to do.
Listen, Rich.
What?
Look at yourself. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm not saying you did right. But I honestly can't believe that you did the same thing three times and got the same results three times. And you're still sitting here being like, yes, you should negotiate.
Yes. Yes. And we could have.
And also not only were you negotiating, you immediately got angry.
No,
you were angry with them. You were
sure.
Even if they could give you a deal, why would they?
I didn't get angry.
You're like, yes, every time they came up to us, you were like, leave us alone. Basically, it was your attitude.
Yes.
I was.
And you were like, we're going to buy a lot of stuff. Listen, I mean, when we got a lot of stuff to buy.
First of all, the one salesman.
You were very like.
No, the first salesman, even right from the beginning, the first salesman.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, why, if you had a plan that you're going to negotiate, why would you walk in being rude to them?
I wasn't rude to one guy.
You were.
No, the one guy.
Regardless if you're right or not, I'm rude, but I don't think I'm going to get a deal.
No.
I'm like, go fuck yourself. I just want to buy a bed and I'm just going to pay what it is and I'm going to leave.
Okay. The one guy, first of all, you know, look at, I walk over to a sofa. Oh, that's my favorite one. Shut the fuck up. Don't talk to me like I'm a dummy or a kid. He goes, oh, that's my favorite sofa here.
But if you were going to negotiate and get a better price, you'd be like, yeah, I wish I could get it, man. This is a great sofa.
You're going to tell me how to negotiate?
Well, you didn't get the negotiation any fucking time, even though you say they're lying to you about negotiating. Yes. I guess that they're a better negotiator than you because they won every fucking time.
No, one
they didn't.
No.
Oh, one, you got half off the delivery.
100 off the delivery. 100. Do you have 100 bucks you just threw out the window? Do you have 100 bucks you just want to throw out the window?
You didn't just throw it out the window. You worked for that and you got shamed for that.
I didn't get shamed
for that. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, all three places tried to shame you. Yes.
No, they did.
They were like this.
Because they're like this. Furniture salespeople.
Dude, we don't. That's the price.
Yeah. And if you weren't there, I would have just said, all right, I'm
out. You would have walked out without furniture.
And no.
Then you would have to go to another place. Would that have been worth $100 to have to drive to another place?
It would have been more than 100.
I'm saying because it's not throwing it out the window. It's you worked for that. You had an emotional, you had to like invest to get that.
No, I see what I'm living with.
I'd rather pay the $100.
See what I'm living with?
I'm just saying, do you see the other side of it where it's worth it to pay the $100? Then that way you don't have to like have an argument with someone, be shamed.
Yeah, I didn't have an argument.
Feel shitty.
She's exaggerating and she's lying. I didn't have an argument. I was negotiating.
Okay, yes.
And I said to the guy,
they know exactly what happened. They're not sitting around thinking like, oh, you had a shouting match with someone.
No, they laughed because we paid full price. They laughed at us. That's what they do. The salesman. Do you want me to call my friend that owns a furniture store? Do you want me to call him right now?
I know, but I'm saying you could be right. You could be right. They might be laughing at us, but sometimes it's just worth it to just, it's just like anything.
I'm not a fucking sucker.
You don't have to like, you're so concerned about like
getting taken. Yeah, we were. They go,
but who
cares?
It's worth it to us emotionally sometimes to just go in and fucking pay the thing and get it.
No. No,
but you're always so concerned about getting the deal.
Sucker. That's what they're saying.
Then literally every single person who walks in there is a sucker.
Yeah, who cares then?
Who cares?
Not everyone, because everyone gets a deal. Other people get a deal.
No, they don't. Nobody's getting deals.
Because their wives are on their side. Yeah, they do.
No, that's not true.
Yes, they are. When their wife's against them, they don't get a deal.
No, that's not true.
If you said, you know what? He's right.
If you recently negotiated at Bob's.
Well, Raymore
and Flanagan.
If you would have said, hey, you know what?
Please tweet it. Tweet
yeah.
it to us.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe it.
No, if you went to Raymore and Flanagan and spent the thousands of dollars, but if you're someone's wife and the wife goes, you know what? He's right. We're not going to. Here's the deal. Here's our number. Call us when you're ready to make a deal. Because they would have made a deal. They sent.
You know where you get the deals? I hate to break it to you. Online.
No.
You don't have to deal with the middleman.
No, online. If you're buying it from North Carolina.
Listen, there's so many.
If you're buying it from North Carolina.
And delivery's free.
Do you know where they make furniture?
China?
No, mostly in North Carolina.
Okay, thank you. Once again, you know so much.
Yeah, I do.
Well, okay, but why don't you impart that knowledge? Why don't you impart that knowledge without the angry tinge to it?
No, here's the thing.
Why do you say, hey?
Why don't you stick up for your husband ever and be on his side?
I want you to get a deal, but I also want you to live a life where you don't have to get a deal.
Yes, you do sometimes when you know you're getting
sometimes, but sometimes you don't.
Yeah. Do you think when I go buy clothes, I try to get a deal?
Yes, no. I've seen it happen. I've seen you do it at Bloomingdale's.
No.
I have seen it with my own eyes. You got the guy to give you his discount. That he gets for working there.
No, what do you think?
I did. I witnessed it.
Well, maybe because we were spending $500.
Okay. Well, don't say you didn't. Don't do it when you buy clothes.
One time.
You do.
One time.
I've seen it more than one time.
No,
I've seen you fail at it a couple of times.
She's lying. I swear to God.
Sure. No one believes me.
They everybody believes you, but you exaggerate.
Because it's true.
It's not true.
I didn't say every time, but I've seen you do it at motherfucking Bloomingdale's.
Listen, I'm just saying.
If you've tried to get a deal at Bloomingdale's, tweet us. It's insane. You might have a fucking problem.
I don't have a problem. You have a problem.
You collect golf balls and you try to get deals at Bob's. Bob's is already fucking lowest of the fucking low, babe.
That's why I didn't want to go there. And that's why I
didn't
want
to go there either. So why do we buy stuff there?
Don't lie to me. You and Raina went there and you go, oh, you got to go back to Bob's with me. Right there was a lie, flat out lie. It was your idea. You and Raina went there before me and said, come on, let's go to Bob's. So I didn't even know about Bob's.
Oh, okay. God.
I'm not a fucking, so you and Raina, so she lied.
We did go in there because
yes.
It's a new store.
Okay, so say right. I'm sorry. Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Did I know whose idea was it to go to Bob's? Mine
or yours? But listen, there's only
I don't go
a
to
few
discount
brick
places.
And mortar stores that you can go to in this area.
There's tons. This area has more furniture stores.
Then why didn't we go to?
Because I don't want to deal with keep going. We went to the place on 22 that stunk. There's a million of them.
I know, but it's all
they're
like,
all
I'm
the
just
same.
Saying, I know, but they're all discount stores.
No, they're not. Raymore and Flanagan's is not discount. I'm just telling you.
I could show you some of the furniture I saw online. That's like so nice.
Yeah. And then it comes to you in 10 boxes and you got to put it together.
I know. That is the part of the problem.
Yeah. That isn't the part. That is the problem. You think you're going to get a sectional sofa online and they'll drop it off on your front porch and you got to bring it downstairs and put it together. No, no. Who would have to do all that work? Me. M-E stands for me. All right. So I never wanted to go to Bob's. It wasn't my first choice, but Bonnie and Raina went there and they saw some stuff, mainly for Raina's bedroom.
Mainly, only.
Yeah. Well, we looked at sofas there and we looked at other stuff and we didn't like them. So then we went, we bought a living room set from Raymore and Flanagan, a couple of years ago. I think it was 2 years ago. And it's pretty nice. So we went back there, and when you're spending thousands of dollars, believe me, if the wife said, you know what?
Don't stop referring to me as the wife, if you don't mind.
Okay. If you're better,
it's
if you're
fine.
Better.
I don't mind the term. It's just the way you're saying it. It's just so like condescending, like you're dragging around your fucking, I don't know, something. It's like mother-in-law or something.
If your mother-in-law's daughter is with you. What? First of all, oh, now you get mad?
No, I'm not. It's just you have a weird, like,
oh, it's
bizarre, like,
she
misogynistic
said,
bent all of
no.
a sudden.
Oh, she said that I got the girl scared at Moe's. First of all, at Moe's,
you
I
because you
she didn't understand me and I didn't understand her. That's all.
Well, so then I would use a kinder voice, not a more aggressive one.
I wasn't. See, you think everything's aggressive.
I'm
because you're.
This is true. I do think you. I think of you as more aggressive than you think of you. And I'm just going to put this out there. I'm probably like more people than you. So. Yes, when you're at the cellar and stuff, that personality works very well for you. But when you're just at
Bose, you're saying there's more people in this area that think and act like you than me.
I'm saying like there's a certain level of politeness that people expect. And when you come in with your hat on backwards and all your tats and your rings, you already have an aggressive, people are already putting together what they think you're going to be like. This guy just got out of prison. You know, he's killed some people, whatever it is.
So
you want people to think about you. They're thinking it of you. And now you're being like, less, 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 more, more, more. Whatever doing to the girl.
Oh, she's so, okay.
Another one, extra, extra chicken. Is that extra chicken? Okay.
Yeah, it didn't look like extra if you asked me.
No, but it's not what you're saying. It's like how you're saying it.
No, because.
But I'm saying.
I talk a little louder because I my hearing.
But
so when
use
your hearing's
more
bad, you're
words. Thank you. Yes. Oh,
I
that's
do.
Great.
I
wonderful.
I always thank people. I always thank them.
But by then it's too late. You've already given them the, you know, there's no like. Just try if you because it doesn't come naturally to you to just and when people don't do exactly what you want them to do, like we're going through the Dunkin' Donuts and the guy goes. You go, I'll get a small coffee.
No.
Just a coffee.
I go, no, let me explain. I said to him, I'll have just a small coffee with milk. Just, he said, anything else? No, the word just is enough for you to know that just a coffee.
Right. No, he should be so, I agree. Fire that guy.
I don't say
he
fire him.
He is the worst. He should be completely 100% focused on everyone's conversation. I know he That's deals with probably 500 people every time, and he's giving out change while he's taking your order.
No.
But he should still 100% be they don't even in give the you moment on you.
Ketchup or napkins, unless you ask. You can get a goddamn egg sandwich, you know, and they'll put it in a bag. They won't throw napkins. Listen,
they're probably told by their supervisors or whatever. That's not from them. If they were taught how to do it, it's like put one napkin in one thing. Don't put napkins in unless they ask. Okay, that's just the way that they're taught to do it. It's nothing to do with them. Think of them as fucking 19-year-old robots. They're just doing.
First of all, you come home and complain about you when someone says to you, "Can I have your phone number?" You're so rude to them, and they're just
no. I don't. I say no, thank you. Oh. We had this conversation like 10 years ago.
What are you talking?
Where a woman got offended because I wouldn't give her my phone number, and now you're bringing it up like that's my like pet peeve.
No, you.
I just say no, thank you. They ask me for my phone number or my email. I go no, thank you. Do you want a card? No, thank you.
Well, whatever. Listen, we got to go. They're delivering furniture. Oh my God. So listen, we got to wrap.
What was that?
I didn't realize what time it was.
There's so much more to go through with the moving. Moving with Richard Voss.
Oh. Anyhow, anything you want to plug? How did your CD taping go?
That's fine. We could talk about that another time.
How'd it go?
It was
and
great.
And on a positive note.
Huh?
And on a positive note.
It went really well. There was people in there that were fans of mine. So
I'm only kidding. Why would you make a face like that?
Cause that's you. Every single time I bring up anything positive about myself, you smirk and condescend.
I don't condescend.
You do.
I was happy that you called me and said you killed. I was happy cause you were stressed out over it. And when you called and said it went great, I was fucking happy.
And Raina was being an asshole right before I went on. Wouldn't
you
get out
tell
of the
me
car.
That. Oh.
That's when I started the whole diet of no's, where every time she asked for something, I say no. And let me tell you something. It works.
Yeah. Look how sick she is upstairs.
Oh, yeah. I made her sick.
Anyhow, listen, creepswithkids.com. We have a couple more tour dates. This Friday will be in Englewood, New Jersey. And Saturday in Chicago. Also, beginning of December, my new CD around that will be on iTunes, When I Saw Hamilton. So we want to make that number one. Creepswithkids.com. Get your tickets. They're selling fast. We will talk to you later. Thank you and have a good day. And I'm right. Well, 18 years ago.
The blackface, I don't see how you could not be aware.
In Canada. I'm sorry.
I knew.
No, in Canada. Oh, yeah. How about when you were in fourth grade?
That I dressed up in a Halloween costume as a Chinese person who worked in the rice paddies.
In fourth grade. Can you think
fourth
if
grade.
They went in?
Yep. And I had the hat and the little, you know, the Nehru collar jacket and stuff. And I might have had pointy shoes.
You had
on.
Fake teeth?
Big
teeth?
I don't remember. I think I might have had fake teeth and the braids. Not one person was like, this is a little inappropriate. It was like a Halloween costume. And I think people thought like, oh, look, she researched. It was like educational almost. You know, when I told my mom I wanted to do it, she was like, great, go look in some encyclopedias and let's see
what
we need
to do.
Imagine
if they try to take you down for a costume in fourth grade. Look at
I
her
mean,
in fourth
I think
grade.
Halloween costumes should be kind of like.
You should make them yourself anyhow.
I remember, I'm sure I told this story, but.
Probably.
I was at a, this was 2001 or 2002. I'm not sure. People that dressed up as the Twin Towers with the plane going in. Two people both dressed up as a tower and held hands walking down the street. I think flames were coming out of it. And people were, because in in LA, you walk down Santa Monica Boulevard in your costume and people were just, it was like, there was like, you know, it was like cheering and happy. And then they would come and people would just completely walk to the opposite sides of the street, like giving them the birth of just letting them just like, just, and you could see that they knew they made a mistake, but they were like, well, now we have to walk to the end and walk back. Like,
they could have just taken the costumes off and left them on the ground.
They kind of had this like resolve in their faces, like, well, we spent all this time making them.
All right. Well, listen.
I mean, people make mistakes. You know, like you know, they're probably, this is what I thought about them. They're probably like getting high and drinking, and somebody came up with the idea and they were like, that is hilarious. That's so great. And then they made them without like talking to anyone or thinking about it too deeply. And then the minute they got out of their car and put their costumes on, they were like, do you know what I mean? Like,
the plane bailed out.
Yeah.
The plane said, I can't do this.
Guys, I'm going home. I was with Ian Bagg. We were both like,
All right. Anyhow, look at creepswithkids.com. Get your tickets. The tour starts in October. Creepswithkids.com. Get tickets for the tour. Jersey, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Boston. Creepswithkids.com. So long, Bonnie. This week I'll be in Cuyahoga Falls too at the Funny Farm. Cuyahoga Falls. Creepswithkids.com. Cuyahoga Falls. Creepswithkids.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.